We're starting with the status of coronavirus, both in America and abroad. It's still out there, it's still spreading. But the number of cases and deaths blamed on the disease are different from nation to nation and community to community. Globally, Johns Hopkins University has recorded 37.6 million positive coronavirus tests since the pandemic began. The U.S. has seen more than 7.7 million. Globally, scientists have blamed more than 1 million deaths on coronavirus. America has accounted for roughly 215,000 of those fatalities. Overall estimates that came out this summer indicate that COVID-19 is deadlier than the flu. Roughly 0.1% of people who catch influenza are estimated to die from it. Roughly 0.6% of people who catch coronavirus are estimated to die from it. Over the past week, the number of coronavirus cases has increased in 31 U.S. states. The remaining 19 are either holding steady or seeing decreasing case numbers, according to Johns Hopkins. And worldwide, it's a mixed bag as well, with very different approaches from nation to nation. There are countries like Australia and New Zealand, which imposed strict lockdowns during coronavirus outbreaks and saw new case numbers come under control. But there's also Sweden. It made the controversial decision not to have the lockdowns of other countries, but it's also seen a relatively low number of new cases in recent months, though they have been increasing lately. Numbers in several other parts of Europe appear to be on the rise.